நைவார்ஹத்யபிதாத்தும் வை துவாம் அகிஞ்சன கோச்சரம். குந்தி மாறனே said to Krishna that you are akinchana gocharam. Akinchana means a person who possesses nothing. Kinchan means something. Akinchan means nothing. So either one who possesses nothing, such a person is completely ignored by the people in this world. Nobody will even look at him because he derives no respect. Or somebody possesses something, but he understands that I own nothing. Everything is owned by Krishna. Krishna is the source of everything. He is the master of everything. He is the possessor of everything. So if one has this consciousness, he is also called as an akinchana. Like Ramananda Rai or Ambarish Maharaj. But if one does not have this consciousness, that Krishna is the owner of everything, possessor of everything. But if somebody thinks, I possess something, there starts the real problem. The living entity who comes into this world wants to make his material position very stable. Therefore, a living entity connects with another living entity. Pumsahastriya mituni bhavametam tayor mito hridaye granti mahuhu ato graha kshetra sutapta vitter janasya mohoyam ahamameti. In this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, a man for a woman and a woman for a man, when they connect with each other, the purpose is to become attracted, to become attached, and make one's position very stable and secure. Initially, one thinks, I will eat nice, healthy food, I will do nice yogasanas, I will do pranayam, and I'll keep my body very stable and sturdy like a rock. In this way, I'll keep myself stable. Then one connects with the opposite sex. Then one becomes attached and one increases the army. Why we need army? To attack against the enemies. In this world, the time and the old age and disease and death, they all are attacking everybody. Therefore, one thinks, if I have the army of wife or husband or children and mother and father and uncle and aunt and for grandfather and grandmother, surrounded by all these warriors, they all are my well-wishers and they will protect me against the onslaught of material nature. Thinking like this, one increases the army. But one will eventually observe the grandmother, grandfather has passed away, mother, father have passed away. Similarly, we also have to quit this body and leave in 20, 30, 40 years. Everybody. So, Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhungte Prakriti Janguna. Situating himself very stably on a material plane, the living being makes a plan to enjoy in this world. And to the degree we identify with such material situation, we get addicted to our so-called artificial stability in this world. Somebody is in charge of one thing. Somebody is in charge of another thing. The living entity imagines he is in charge of something in this world. So the possessions and positions keep us blind to the spiritual life. So Kunti Maharani is telling, my dear Lord, this type of artificial stability which can be washed away by the power of your time, like the bubble in an ocean which explodes in a moment. Similarly, our material lives are so vulnerable and so ephemeral, so temporary, but we become foolishly confident of our situation in the material world and we tend to forget you, thinking ourselves peaceful. Therefore, if anybody who wants to become a serious and sincere devotee of Krishna, Krishna says, Yasyaham anugruhanami harishetad dhanam shane. If a devotee of the Lord is weak-minded and becoming addicted to material enjoyment and unable to extricate oneself out of that situation, but he very fervently prays to Lord, Lord takes away all the so-called material stability in his life and renders him like a penniless beggar. So much so that the devotee, not seeing any material support in the world, runs to the lotus feet of the Lord. Then that is called as akinchana. Then Lord is called Akinchana Gochara. Then Lord becomes his only relative, Dinabandhu. He becomes friend of that devotee. Then the devotee experiencing blissful Krishna consciousness and never gives up the Lord's lotus feet ever again. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said his own situation was like that when he went to the West. He was alone, he had no money, he had no manpower. Krishna was his only shelter. So the chanting of the holy name to the Lord is actually a prayer that, my dear Lord, let me understand, your lotus feet are my only shelter. And all other so-called support is simply cheating support that will vanish from our sight. It exists today, it won't exist tomorrow. But Lord's lotus feet is a eternal phenomenon, permanent phenomenon. Lord is a everlasting master of the jiva. So one should remember this fact and chant the holy name with the desire to connect with the Lord eternally, rather than identify oneself with the temporary, fleeting, passing away phenomenon of the material world. Then such a chanting or call for the Lord will definitely attract Lord's attention and make our sambandha with him tighter and purer and everlasting. Harinam Prabhu ki.